This is English USA on VOA. Now lesson 20.
В эфире 20-й урок из серии «Так говорят в Америке». У микрофона Анна Филиппова. Сегодня мы будем задавать вопросы в прошедшем времени и отвечать на них, и продолжим беседу по теме «Семья». Мы повторим также слова и выражения из прошлых уроков. Послушайте новые слова и выражения.
Truck.
Грузовик.
I was.
Я был.
He was.
Он был.
She was.
Она была.
We were.
Мы были.
You were.
Вы были.
They were.
Они были.
Everything.
Все.
Something.
Что-то.
Anything.
Все, что угодно.
Retired. They are retired.
На пенсии. Они на пенсии. Мартин Лернер приходит в гости к супружеской паре фермеров и беседует с ними. Слушая диалоги, старайтесь понять общий смысл того, что происходит. Не огорчайтесь, если вы не знаете значения отдельных слов.
I like your farm, Walter.
Thanks. I like the farm, too. I lived in town for 7 years.
But you like the farm?
Yes. My father was a farmer. I was a child, and then I was a student. I lived in the country for 19 years.
Did you work with your father?
Of course. I worked in the morning, and I worked in the evening.
Did you go to school?
Yes. I went to high school in town. Some farmers don't like animals.
You have cows.
That's right. I like sheep, too.
Do you grow corn and beans?
Yes, but I have cows and sheep. Do you like sheep?
I like animals, but I live in the city.
Where is your home?
I live in Baltimore.
Do you have a family?
Yes. I have a wife, a son, and a daughter.
Are they with you here?
No, they're in Baltimore. My wife is working.
My brother lives in Philadelphia. That's in the east.
That's right.
My sister lives in the west. She lives in Los Angeles. She lived in San Diego last year.
Is she married?
Yes, she is.
What does she do?
She makes airplanes. Her husband makes airplanes, too.
Are your parents living?
Yes, they are.
Where do they live?
They live in San Diego. They lived with my sister.
Was your sister married?
No, she is married now. She married last year. She moved to Los Angeles. They stayed in San Diego.
В прошедшем времени так называемые правильные глаголы принимают окончание ed. I live in town. Я живу в городе. I lived in town. Я жил в городе раньше. Lived. Прошедшее время от глагола live, которое образуется с помощью окончания ed. Послушайте.
I lived in town for 7 years.
But you liked the farm?
I lived in the country for 19 years.
Did you work with your father?
I worked in the morning and I worked in the evening.
Live. Lived.
Work. Worked.
Вопросительные предложения в прошедшем времени часто начинаются с вспомогательного глагола did. Did – прошедшее время от глагола do, который в данном случае на русский язык не переводится. Послушайте вопросы и ответы на них в прошедшем времени.
Did you work last year?
Yes, I worked with my father.
Did she live with her parents?
Yes, she lived with her parents.
Did they walk to town?
Yes, they walked to town.
Теперь послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Did you go to school? Did you go to school?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Did you study at the University of Maryland? Did you study at the University of Maryland?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I studied at the University of Maryland. I studied at the University of Maryland.
Did you live in the country? Did you live in the country?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I lived in the country. I lived in the country.
Теперь вы ответьте на вопросы о своем прошлом.
Did you work last year?
Отвечайте живее. Yes, I did. I worked last year.
Did you live in an apartment last year?
Отвечайте. Yes, I did. I lived in an apartment last year.
Did you study last year?
Yes, I did. I studied last year. Послушайте еще.
Let's walk to the house. Do you want some coffee?
Yes, please.
See the corn?
Where?
Look to the south.
Is that south? I see the corn.
Now look to the west.
I can see soybeans.
That's right. I grow corn and beans.
Do you visit your mother and father?
My wife and I visited my mother and father last year.
Did you visit your sister?
No, we didn't. She visited us here.
Do you visit your brother?
No, he visited us too. We had a family reunion.
Во второй части урока вы услышите, как Мартин Лернер беседует с семьей фермеров и будете отвечать на вопросы о своей семье. Итак, Мартин находится в доме Уолтера и Ребекки.
Please sit down, Martin.
Rebecca, we're here.
Martin, this is my wife, Rebecca.
I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I like your house.
The farmhouses are old. Coffee?
Please.
Walter?
Yes, please.
Did you see the farm?
Yes, I saw the cows and sheep.
We walked to the river. We talked about the family reunion.
I'm writing about farm families.
Did you visit the Kessler family reunion?
Yes, I did. I visited some farms, too. May I ask some questions about your family?
Okay. More coffee?
No, thanks. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Are they farmers?
One is a farmer.
Where does he live?
He lives north of here. He has two boys.
Two sons, no daughters?
That's right. They are very small. One son is four, one is two.
Where does your other brother live?
He lives in Chicago. He drives a truck.
Общие вопросы, то есть вопросительные предложения, требующие положительного или отрицательного ответа, yes or no questions, произносятся с повышающейся интонацией. Послушайте Мартина и обратите внимание на разную интонацию вопросительных и утвердительных предложений.
Are they small? They are small. Does he have two boys? He has two boys. Does he live in Chicago? He lives in Chicago.
Yes or no questions, общие вопросы, произносятся в конце с повышающейся интонацией. Интонация повествовательных предложений падает. Послушайте.
Are they small? They are small. Are they small? They are small. Small? Small. Small? Small.
Послушайте Пола и Барбару и повторяйте за ними во время пауз.
Are you a producer? Are you a producer?
I am a producer. I am a producer.
Do you have a son? Do you have a son? She has a son. She has a son.
Is your family large? Is your family large? His family is large. His family is large.
Are they producers? Are they producers? They are producers. They are producers.
Теперь Мартин произнесет утвердительное предложение, а вы измените его, пожалуйста, на вопросительное. Слушайте.
They are small.
Не забудьте про интонацию.
Are they small?
They are large.
Are they large?
They are farmers.
Are they farmers?
Послушайте еще.
Do you have a family, Martin?
Yes, I do. I have a wife and two children. Our home is in Baltimore. Do you have a large family?
I don't.
I do. My mother and father live in town. I have aunts and uncles in the east and in the west.
Are your grandparents living?
Yes, they are.
Where do they live?
My mother's parents live in town. My father's parents live in Phoenix.
Do they work?
No, they're retired.
What do your aunts and uncles do?
Everything.
That's right.
Tell me.
Two aunts are teachers. One uncle is an electrician. Three uncles are farmers. One aunt is a secretary. One uncle works in a factory. More?
Сможете ли вы ответить на вопросы о своей семье? Now, can you answer more questions about your family?
Do you have a family?
Отвечайте живее. Yes, I do. I have a family.
Do you have an aunt?
Говорите, yes, I do. I have an aunt.
Do you have an uncle?
Yes, I do. I have an uncle. Или, no, I don't.
One aunt is a housewife. She has small children. Two aunts are retired. One uncle is retired.
You do have a large family.
Подведем итоги и закрепим пройденный материал. Сегодня мы познакомились со следующими словами и выражениями. Повторяйте их, пожалуйста, вслед за Полом. Существительное. Грузовик.
Truck. Truck.
Спряжение глагола be в настоящем и прошедшем времени. Я есть.
I am. I am.
Я был.
I was. I was.
Ты есть.
You are. You are.
Ты был.
You were. You were.
Она есть.
She is. She is.
Она была.
She was. She was.
Он есть.
He is. He is.
Он был.
He was. He was.
Это есть.
It is. It is.
Это было.
It was. It was.
Мы есть.
We are. We are.
Мы были.
We were. We were.
Вы есть.
You are. You are.
Вы были.
You were. You were.
Они есть.
They are. They are.
Они были.
They were. They were.
Местоимение. Все.
Everything. Everything.
Что-то.
Something. Something.
Все, что угодно.
Anything. Anything.
Выражение. Они на пенсии.
They are retired. They are retired.
На следующем уроке мы поговорим о том, что вам нравится, главным образом о том, какую музыку вы предпочитаете. Послушайте некоторые слова и выражения из следующего урока. Барабан.
Drum.
Флейта.
Flute.
Джаз.
Jazz.
Клавишные.
Keyboard.
Музыка.
Music.
Опера.
Опера.
Наша программа из серии English USA, так говорят в Америке, подошла к концу.